Welcome to The Inner Side.
Well, we made the decision to defeat the terrorists abroad so we don't have to face them here at home. And when you engage the terrorists abroad, it causes activity and action. And we're relentless, we, the American and our coalition partners. We understand the stakes, and they're very high because there are people still out there that would like to do harm to the American people. But our strategy is to stay on the offense. Keep the pressure on these people, to cut off their money and to share intelligence and to find them where they hide. And we are making good progress.
This is Harry Allen, hip-hop activist and media assassin, with my co-anchor Flavor Flav of BTV. And by the way, if you still think that they're that type, don't believe the hype.
The Al-Qaeda network that attacked the United States has been severely diminished. We are slowly but surely dismantling that organization. In the long run, Terry, like I said earlier, the way to defeat terror, though, is to spread freedom and democracy.
The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
In the short term, we'll use our troops and assets and agents to find these people and to protect America. I can only tell you one thing. We will stay on the offense. We'll be relentless. Smart about how we go after the terrorists. We use our friends and allies to go after the terrorists. We will find them where they hide and bring them to justice.
When we left the crew of Earth's first rocket expedition, they were heading for a crash on the moon.
Let me finish with the TV people first, Suzanne.
We find Dr. Darrow.
You're not a TV person, Ed.
His daughter, Pat.
I know you'd like to be, but it's...
Our two young stowaways, Billy and James.
Yeah, it's a tough industry to get into.
Discussing their dangerous predicament.
Yeah, we have the first, just on a broader, kind of in a broader sense.
The sound of the complicated control mechanism.
I had a long talk with Vladimir there in Slovakia about...
Makes the cabin seem like a chatterbox of confusion.
Democracy. And about the importance of democracy. And as you remember at the press conference, or if you weren't there, somebody will remember, he stood up and said he strongly supports democracy. I take him for his word.
And from the outside can be heard the mad whining of the lunar currents. We find them now as they're getting...
democracy, but the need to listen to the people.
Our altimeter reading is dropping pretty fast, Professor.
There just doesn't seem to be any answer. The extra power we lost on takeoff was our only hope.
We're working closely with the Russians on the... issue of...
What good will that do? We still come to the same end.
On the issue of...
Except that the agony will be prolonged.
Let's do it, Professor.
The issue of...
We got nothing to lose.
Whatever it is, I'm game, Uncle John.
Me too, Uncle John.
You know what they say, Professor. Where there's life, there's hope.
Vehicle-mounted weaponry to Syria.
It'll be a ticklish maneuver now. Our power is limited.
We didn't appreciate that, but we made ourselves clear. As to Iran...
Out of the clamorous misty heat, out of the desert's burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia.
Mr. Iran,
to the heart of him.
What Russia has agreed to do is to send highly enriched uranium to a nuclear civilian power plant.
The purple glow of scarlet sky. Four travelers in light caravan meet Omar, the wizard of Persia.
Slaps, check the radar rangefinder and make sure you pinpoint those readings on
the... John Bolton's been asked...
Now, keep your fingers crossed.
The question's about,
Heading 10 degrees starboard.
Heading 10 degrees starboard.
Cut the reactor, Pat.
Cutting reactor.
The question's about,
What's our reading?
It's 63.3. We need a bit more, Professor.
Hit it again, Pat.
Reactor on.
Are we picking it up fast enough, Slaps?
About how he handles his business by members of the United States Senate.
Are you sure, Slaps? I've got our...
He's been asked a lot of questions, and he's given very good answers.
Such a radical course heading. Slaps, give me a reading. Slaps, do you hear me? Give me a reading.
It's 89.4. Six more points, Professor.
That's the end of our power. I hope we make it.
Teddy.
John Bolton is a seasoned diplomat.
Teddy. Just a bit more, old Ironsides. There.
He's been serving our country for, I think, 20 years.
Well, we made it. We made it, Professor.
Good,
right,
that's
on
fine.
The...
Oh,
we
I'm
made
so
it, Professor.
Very good.
He has been confirmed by the United States Senate four times. In other words, he's been up before the Senate before.
Hey, what are we all so happy about? We're right in the middle of nowhere.
And they've analyzed his talents and his capabilities, and they've confirmed him.
What's going to happen?
Nothing, Jane.
John Bolton's a blunt guy.
Just look at that view of the moon. What a break. So near and yet so far.
Issue of,
Uncle John, something is happening
the,
to the air.
Issue of... Seemed like to me...
Getting stuffy in the air.
I know, Billy. It's the air circulator slowing down.
See, the UN needs reform.
Professor, can you hear me?
Slaps, where are you? What are you up to?
Let me ask you something. Do you think the United Nations is important?
Outside the ship, bringing up the lunar communications generator. Thought we might as well set it up and try to make contact with the Earth.
You can't do that alone.
I'm here, too.
And I think it makes sense to have somebody representing the United States who will,
Careful, Pat. Don't let go now. Pat! Slaps, grab her. She's floating away.
What?
Quick, Slaps.
Help me.
Help
me.
Pat, here. Grab my hand. Quick now. Come on. Tight now.
I feel strongly. I feel strongly.
Pat?
Yes, Billy?
Jane and I know what's going on.
What are you talking about?
Pat, we know this whole trip was spoiled because we stowed aboard.
I feel strongly.
There we are. Steady now.
He pulled her back, Uncle John.
Pat, Slats, is everything all right?
That,
yes, Father, thanks to Slats. I thought I was a goner.
Don't forget you're out in space, Pat, and if you ever drifted away, we'd never be able to get you back.
It's all okay now, Professor.
I mean, why should ownership be confined only to rich people?
Ladies and gentlemen, performance tonight, one time only.
Why should ownership be confined only to rich people? Only to rich people. Only to rich people. Not be allowed to own and manage their own assets. Only to rich people. Who aren't the so-called investor class. I think everybody ought to be given that right. Matter of fact, Congress felt so strongly that people ought to be able to own and manage their own accounts. They set one up for themselves.
We'll return to Planet Man in just a moment.
So, level off!
Now, it's very important for our fellow citizens to understand there's not a bank account here in Washington, D.C. where you take your payroll taxes and hold it for you and then give it back to you when you retire.
The good ship Constitution is in a hopeless orbit about the moon. The entire crew is slowly suffocating because the oxygen supply is coming to an end. Professor Darrow and Slats are in the posterior cargo chamber. Slats is apparently up to something.
Look,
looks real familiar, strangely, don't it? How like all the
I mean, why should ownership be confined only to rich people?
What is this?
On the issue of... And only to rich people.
Looks real familiar, strangely, don't it? Just relax, like I'm trying.
On the issue of... rich people. Only to rich people.
Sometimes I feel bad knowing these days are the last. It seems like the best days are in they pass. I could be wrong on the exact date of the time. Distractions enticing, sedating your mind. You see tsunamis wreck beyond what we'll ever replenish. You see the crimes become more ridiculous by the minute. Robots on the battlefield holding them tubes. We
on the issue of
all I have to do is step through that port and be all over in a second. You people will have a little longer.
Don't be a fool, Slats. We're all in this together. Besides, if anybody goes through the port, it will be me. I'm the oldest, and besides, the whole thing is my responsibility.
I've made up my mind. There's no point in trying to stop me.
No, Slats, don't jump.
Don't stop me, Professor. I'll hit you. I didn't mean to hurt you, Professor, but this is the way it's got to be.
He's a man who starves his people. Got huge concentration camps. He's a man who starves his people. He's got huge concentration camps. Concentration camps.
Boy, look at that!
Concentration camps.
Mammoth!
Professor!
Concentration camps.
Professor, get up. Something's happened.
What?
There's something next to our ship.
Huh? Oh, my head. Ship. Here, help me. Let me see the... What?
On the issue of...
Robots on the battlefield holding them tubes. We remote controlling them, wondering why they flew in. Soldiers in
2000 Plus presents a robot killer.
It's better.
Mechanical man, Mr. Donaldson. The correct word is robot. R-O-B-O-T.
I know.
This robot is a supreme achievement of our electronics division.
I appreciate that question.
We've worked on it for 6 years. We'll do whatever it is instructed to do.
The experts tell me...
I simply do not understand how the management of this corporation can think of giving it away to this public.
That the forecast of economic growth in the coming months looks good.
This magnificent mechanism.
There's more to do to make sure that we don't.
This magnificent mechanism.
There's more to do to make.
This magnificent mechanism.
There's more to do.
Be careful and don't get too close to the hatch.
Let's all be very quiet.
There's more to do to make sure that we don't.
This magnificent mechanism.
There's more to do to make.
Magnificent mechanism.
There's more to do to make.
Whatever you are, I'll.
Look at Sledge. He can't move. He's frozen in his tracks.
Oh, Sledge.
Why, it's a man.
A tipping of support for the government, whoever's elected, because of the conflict.
The man.
What did you expect? A three-headed Mercurian man-eater? I am a man from the planets.
A planet man?
Strong message to the extremists, one would think. One Iraqi voter said this is the only way available for me to fight the terrorists.
My name is Dantro, the Planet Man, and I come in peace. I represent the League of Planets.
I'm a scientist. I've worked with experiments, and usually the first experiment is the hardest. On Sunday,
and my mission is to bring all of you to Planaria Rex.
Planaria Rex? League of Planets?
Where is that?
I'll explain in a moment.
That will be an important reform in order to make sure that our economy continues to grow.
And it is in everyone's interest to see that freedom takes root.
president noted that the coal...
We need to continue to open up markets for U.S. products.
But I don't think we should leave your brave friend Slats in this paralyzed predicament.
...in defending their country rather than Iraqis assisting the coalition.
Can we open up those markets? I know it's important geopolitically.
He'll snap right out of it with a shot of this ray gun neutralizer.
What happened? Did I get him?
It seems that we've met a friend, and his name is Dantro, the Planet Man.
It's nice to meet a brave man like you, Slats.
You've got a friend in America. We said we'd have an agreement with you, and it's important to ratify.
Over time, we'll defeat the insurgents. And they have shown that they have the heart to do that.
What adventures lie ahead for the Earth people?
When people talk about Iraqi security forces, everyone wants to talk about numbers.
This is my daughter and assistant, Pat.
How do you do?
And I think you've already met Slats.
Yeah.
And these two are Jane and Billy, my niece and nephew.
Well,
it's a pleasure to know you all. You see, we've really known you for a long time, since we've been able to watch your experiments. In fact, we've been in touch with this entire trip of yours. We've even learned to speak your language.
But how could you do all that?
We planet men have many devices which Earth has not yet discovered, and one of them is the cosmic communicator. Which enables us to see and hear across the millions of miles of space. The cosmic communicator. Everything will be explained to you in due time.
Geopolitically,
one of the partnerships of assisting the Iraqi.
Geopolitically,
it's coming from my ship. We must hurry along.
Geopolitically,
it's the bogey warning oscillator telling us there are some unidentified ships around.
Geopolitically,
everything will be explained to you in due time.
Geopolitically,
your ship will be safe in this orbit for 1,000 years.
The media assassin with my co-host.
I'll explain in a moment.
You've got a friend in America.
We must not waste time.
For U.S. products. Don't believe the
hype. Will I get a spacesuit like yours? Will you let me fly the ship?
During conflict in Iraq or elsewhere in the global war.
I start with the room, see?
The sacrifices that you and your loved ones have made have destroyed me.
There's our last warning. Quick!
You have helped to bring a new beginning to those in some of the most violent regions of the world.
Through the hatch into my ship, the Planeteer!
One day, the people of Afghanistan and the people of Iraq will find a way to say thank you, as I do.
What will they find on Planaria Rex? Whose ships are those approaching the helpless Constitution?
What's the future public enemy? None of your goddamn business!
We'll be back in just a moment. But first, here is a message that Dantro the Planet Man wants you to hear.
I think that it means that there will be more people who will be willing to provide information to the Iraqi security forces and the coalition forces about people who are trying to intimidate them and control their cities. And I think that over time, as they move towards the transitional constituent assembly, and they pick a president in the period ahead, and then two deputy presidents, and then a prime minister, and then new ministers, or the same ministers, whatever the case may be, and then they start fashioning the constitution. I mean, all of that builds on what went before. And I think that, you think of the difficulties in Afghanistan, and here they are. They've gone, take the bond process, they've had their lawyer jury, they've elected a president, they have a constitution, they're going to have parliamentary elections in April or May, or sometime in that period, as I recall. That becomes reinforcing over time. And it takes a lot of courage. If you lived in that type of a society where people, tens of thousands of people fill up those mass graves for disagreeing with the government.
Here, kitty. Come here, kitty. Come here, kitty. Now, kitty. Now, down on the floor you go. Now, down on the floor. Go ahead. And we'll show how gentle and friendly our jackpot prize robot is with pets. Give me the mic.
Mr. Donaldson, what are you going to do now?
Okay, Robot 23, go over to the kitten. Pick it up and pet the kitty. Nice
they
kitty.
Operate independently and they've done it. There have been any number of instances where they've successfully.
Meow! Meow!
Look at that. Isn't that sweet? Boy, what a camera shot on the air. Hey, what's he doing?
Robot 23, drop the kitten. Drop the kitten.
Drop kitten. Oh, poor Tabby. Why, he killed a kitten. Broke its neck.
They get better at it. I mean, it's like always. The more you do something, the better you get at it.
He tried to pet it, and he killed it.
Describe a range of tangible ways to measure progress.
See what comes when fools play with science.
We know where we are. We started over here with zero.
No good will come of giving this robot away to the public.
And we've gone up to a point where 130.
I warn you, no good will come of it.
Heading towards 200,000 in October.
No good will come of it. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, this is Happy Sam the Happy Man.
I felt it didn't work.
Welcoming you to another half hour of mirth and melody. Boys, how about a fanfare?
The man said he was going to do something, and he didn't do it, for starters.
Now, you know that every week, for the past 4 weeks, our grand super jackpot has been growing and growing. At this moment, these are the sensational prizes in that jackpot. A free rocket plane trip for two to Paris, flying in the new 150-passenger luxury rocket cruiser at 60,000 feet. Only 3 hours and 10 minutes from New York to Paris.
It's particularly important to have China.
A Caddy atomic-powered sports roadster, the automobile that never needs gas or oil. It runs almost forever.
A nuclear weapons-free Korean peninsula.
A Krylon man suit tailored to your measure. Krylon is the wonder fabric guaranteed to last 100 years. And with this suit, a special set of 14 different Krylon chemical colors. Dip that suit in the color you prefer. Wear it, then change the color with another rinse. The suit is always pressed, always perfect. 14 suits in one. A complete wardrobe on your back.
Comprehensive strategy in dealing with him.
And the one thing money cannot buy...
Missile defense
more
system.
More money. Now, those are our jackpot prizes.
And we're in the process of getting that missile defense system up and running.
You see what comes when fools play with science.
One of the reasons why I thought it was important to have a missile defense system... It's for precisely the reason that you
I
brought
I warn
up.
You, no good will come of it.
It's for precisely the reason that you brought up. Geopolitically.
Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
At a certain point, we got better visibility into the numbers and began counting just the train and that caused a drop-off in what we were reporting when we announced that.
So now we're talking
What adventures lie ahead for the Earth people? What will they find on Planaria Rex? Whose ships are those approaching the helpless Constitution?
The answer to that is it depends on the condition of the ground. If the level of uncertainty declines to zero, it would take no take no. If it increases, it doubles, take you. So the idea, there's no simple answer to your question because there are very, very important understandable. And the goal is to have the Iraqis provide the future.
Nothing is going to stop us, is it, FEMA? Soon now our fleet will head for Earth. In a week, that stupid planet will be under our control. Then the rest of the planets will not dare stand against us. If they do, we will smash them.
Tens of thousands of people fill up those mass graves.
Let me take over that spy ray for a few minutes. I better check and see just what is going on.
Turn it back to the League of Planets. Maybe we'll learn something from there.
Good idea, Pat.
Disagreeing with the government.
There.
Hold it. Is that it there?
I think you're right. Better sharpen the focus a little. You are right, that's it.
Well, who can it be? They're headed right into the fleet. They're either trying to commit suicide or just plain crazy.
Security personnel who have died defending their country.
Well, we've got more important things to worry about than that. The two cruisers the Admiral dispatched will take care of that ship. Come on, Slats, let's get to work.
Tell them to proceed according to plan.
Just a moment, Admiral.
Dentro, how did you get here? Where did you come from? No one told me you'd come aboard.
I'm not really aboard, Admiral, but there's no time for that now.
I can see that you're there in front of me. I can hear you. You're not going to tell me I'm seeing things.
In a way, you are. Actually, I'm 5 million miles away in a room under Marston's palace.
What? You're joking.
Just believe me and don't worry, Admiral. It's not magic. Just believe me and don't worry. Once your fleet strikes, war is inevitable.
That is not in my province to discuss. I am an officer under the orders of the League of Planets, and my orders were to attack if a ship left the field on Mars.
But I told you those two kids are on that ship.
Dantro, I know you and respect you. I have rescinded my orders to attack that scout, but now you ask me to hold up the entire fleet? That is too much.
Give me an hour, then. 1 hour. Isn't it worth waiting if we can avoid solar war?
Well, very well.
Just believe me and don't worry.
Only to rich people. On the issue of reform.
I'll explain in a moment. Everything will be explained to you in due time.
Geopolitically.
Just believe me and don't worry.
Geopolitically.
You've been listening to The Inner Side, produced at Scooterbilt Studios in Houston, Texas. Spoken word throughout by the usual neo-Nazi fascist targethead scum. Heard a bunch of old-time radio theater and music by Pharaoh Monch and the Fallout Creative Partnership. Dead Prez did the Bjork remix, and Baby Blake's with End of the World Banger. And of course, the best of the best, I guess I'm old school, Public Enemy. Stay tuned, more news at 11.